Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to hear from Sport Mod driver Colby Fett. We're also going to hear from Tom Wagaman from Ogilvie Raceway, Ron Reefer from Kossuth County Speedway, and Mitch from your local Cannon Falls Napa store, right after a few words from our sponsors.
At Lampros, our team of brokers and auctioneers specialize in farmland sales, live land auctions, and online land auctions across the Midwest with total sales of 190,000 acres. At Lampros, you get a team of land professionals going to work for you. We pride ourselves on providing local service and knowledge with national marketing and results. If you're thinking of buying or selling, contact Lampros agent J.J. Wise at 641-420-SELL or go to landpros.com. That's LANDPROZ.com.
The USAC Nationals return to Cusett Speedway July 8th through the 10th. Fans leaving last year's race said best race of the year and one race you can't miss. Don't miss your chance to see the top USAC midget and 410 non-wing sprint car drivers in the country. Tickets, three-day packages, and camping on sale now at USACNationals.com. Follow at USAC Nationals on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for the latest updates. See you at Brandon, South Dakota, July 8th through the 10th for the 2022 USAC Nationals.
For 50 years, reuse and recycle is not a new concept to us. Miskin Auto Parts has been recycling your old vehicles since the Beatles were still together. Just call us and we'll send one of our friendly drivers right to you and haul away your old retired vehicle. Scrap prices are up, so it's a good time to clean up those unwanted vehicles and get money in your pocket. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Miskin.com. Miskin Auto Parts, in God we trust.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, call the professionals at Altenburg Construction at 888-435-2210 or see Altenburg.
Bulldog Coatings specializes in concrete coatings as well as concrete restoration repair. Hi, I'm Todd with Bulldog Coatings. Our coating systems provide a durable finished floor that is both easy to maintain and adds value to your home. The unique patented Bulldog Coatings are not limited to just garage floors. They can be used for interior flooring as well as pool deck, patio, and sidewalk applications. Our systems can be installed in as little as one day and year-round. We are a locally owned family business ready to serve Southern Minnesota. Visit us on Facebook or call us for a free estimate. 837-9773. Let Bulldog protect your floors.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help, and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. They service the entire Cowes listening area. Their employees live in our community and sponsor area racers and softball teams. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today, 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Welcome back to the driver segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Colby Fett, 00 Sport Mod driver. And Colby, how did you get your start in racing in the first place?
Well, when I was 7 years old, my dad had me drive around a go-kart around our driveway out in the acreage and learn how to drive that go-kart on gravel. So we took it to the Forest City Southtown Speedway and took it on that go-kart track, and it was way easier than racing on gravel, that's for sure. That's pretty much how we started. Then we raced in Forest City and went up in the go-karts until I was about 11 years old there. That's kind of how we started.
A couple nights we've sat near your mom and dad at the races and had a chance to talk to them about you and your brother Alec. They are very proud of both of you and really enjoy racing as a family.
Yeah, we've been doing it for a long time. And well, I mean, it seems a long time, but I mean, it seems just like not too long ago, we were racing the go-karts, or I was, you know, coaching Alec when he was 8 years old. And I remember kind of telling him what an apex was and how to get the most speed out of the go-kart and not cut the corners too tight and stuff like that. And now he's kicking butt out there, and he's one of the main guys I battle with every week now, so pretty crazy.
And that brings up a great point. Nights when all the Fets are on the track at once, your dad in the 008, Alec yep. in the 08, and you in the 00. What are those nights like for the family?
Well, that was crazy. We had a pretty crazy time this year. I know a lot of people heard my dad picked up a win in Sport Mod last year with Alec in second, and I won the same night in Boone for the World of Outlaws show this year. And we also had an opportunity when all three of us were on the track in Worthington, Minnesota. This is the first year we went to that place, and my dad was pretty much leading the whole race, and then I had a yellow at the end, and then put Alec, Dad, and I all together, and we all three were racing for the lead, and I wouldn't have had it unless Dad slipped off the bottom and I got under him and won, and he was only a lap away from picking up the bounty on me because we had a bounty on me up there, and, you know, it's like some part of me is like, maybe we should get rid of the bounty and, you know, let him have it, you know, but no, he wouldn't have liked that if I would have let him win, so we raced each other hard for sure.
So does that answer the question, who's the fastest Fett?
It depends. You know, I have a really good car, and my dad, he has a car that we just put together with parts that people didn't see fit and hand-me-downs, and we made that car fast. And I have really good equipment, and I would say we had a good year last year for sure. I don't like to say who the best one is, though.
Where we sit in the grandstand at Kossuth County Speedway, there is a sea of Fett racing fans that sit right in front of us. You have a huge fan following.
Yeah, it is a pretty big deal. And, you know, in Algona, Iowa especially, we have a lot of people in Britt that go too, but Algona being our hometown, I only live like 6 miles away from there. So we have a lot of sponsors and family and friends out there. And it kind of comes with the years of racing there and making all the crazy races, be it we get second or third or fourth, we usually know we're out there. So, I mean, it's been a pretty good run so far for all of us.
The support from the town of Algona for the racetrack is awesome. When you stand up in those grandstands and take a look around, it seems like the entire community is there.
You know, a good thing about that is, like, you know, when we have that Salute to Veterans race, it was crazy for all of us to see that because the whole town gets involved with that one race. You know, I mean, they all get involved throughout the whole year, but for that Salute to Veterans race, it's just a crazy deal about how much the town supports the racetrack. And racing on a Thursday and stuff would be hard for a lot of cities, but, you know, Algona, we're thankful to have what we do here for sure. The Fair Board also is almost second to none too for the support they give.
The Kossuth County Speedway really seems to fit your driving style. No matter where you start in the feature, you're always a factor. What do you like about that track, and how does it suit you?
Well, I think the thing about Algona is it's not a very high bank track, and if you want to run the middle on the outside, you got to really finesse it a little bit, and I like a track that requires that. I don't typically like a ton of banking, but Algona is one of those tracks that if you can get your car to work there, you can usually work at most places. I mean, you know, with the low banking and stuff, and it's been one of my favorite tracks to race on, so it's kind of nice that it's only 6 miles out.
We've also seen you race at Worthington Speedway last season. You were just as fast at that track. How does that track differ from a driver's standpoint than Kossuth County Speedway?
Oh, that track is a little smaller, but it's kind of the same thing, and it kind of has a feel of like what Stewart, Iowa does too, and that track is always been fun every time I've been there, but it's like the short straightaways and you're always almost constantly turning there and figuring out the apexes there and stuff and trying to figure out a line and stuff makes that track really fun because it's, like I said, mostly turn, and that is a track that's fairly flat too, and the turns are different, 1 and 2 compared to 3 and 4, and it kind of reminds me of 141 Speedway too, and it's a long tow for us, and granted we've won a lot up there and some people might say that's why we go, but honestly, that track is actually so fun to race, and Saturday racing is really fun too, so that's why we keep going up there.
The night we were at Worthington Speedway, you won, and it was also one of the nights that I saw something that I don't know if I'll ever see again. During the feature, somebody lost a piece of debris. I was watching the infield track workers, and one of them started running towards turn 3 because he saw the chunk of aluminum laying on the track. Just as you blew down the backstretch, sucked up the piece of aluminum, which went right through your engine compartment and was sticking out of your air cleaner hole, and the track worker threw up his arms at the flagman like,
now what? And the flagman turned around and looked up at the promoter's booth like, now what? And they just kept it green. And you ended up winning the feature with a 3-foot chunk of aluminum through your engine compartment. I don't think I'll ever see that again.
Well, I mean, it'd be cool to say that was intentional, but it worked out fine because I think when the flagman was down there, they said they're getting ready to throw a yellow, and supposedly luck didn't want the yellow to happen again. So, I mean, you know how sport mods go. They typically have a lot of yellows, but that's kind of a weird way to get rid of the yellow and just keep the race going and pick up the win that night. But I had no idea it happened, honestly, but it was kind of funny in Victory Lane when we saw that part sticking out.
I told your dad as he jumped up to head down there, you better pull that piece of aluminum out and autograph it and hang it on the shop wall with the trophy.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. I don't know what happened. I think one of the workers took that part. I think it was somebody's A-pillar for their roof or there's something about that. Maybe it was a nose piece, so maybe they wanted it back. I'm not sure.
The five-night Midwest Madness Tour kicks off at Worthington Speedway June 26th, ending on Thursday, June 30th. Are you running the full five-day tour?
If I can have the days off, I would. I will see what work provides. But I know, like, hearing that it's starting off in Worthington, it gets me so excited because, like I've always told everybody, Worthington is one of those new IMCA tracks, and to showcase it and record it and video it is, it'll put that track out, and I think a lot more people will come once they see what happens out there because it's a pretty cool starting spot there. And the tour looks like it goes to some really nice tracks this year, so I'm really hoping we can get it off the race that.
One of my favorite guests last season was hobby stock driver Chris Krug. How'd you get to know Chris?
Well, he fit into my department at Snap-on, and I've known him through the little bit of the years, but he bit into my stainless steel welding department, and, you know, we started talking and, you know, giving each other crap all the time, and him and his grandpa giving crap all the time, saying something about real race cars have fenders and all that, and they just give me so much crap. And at work, we shoot each other stuff all the time, and he's a really good kid, and I think that my favorite part about him is just seeing what they do with what they have. It's just nuts. Like, he's been very fun to be around, and I respect them a lot for what they do. So it's been an awesome friendship that we've gained through the years.
One of the races that you already touched on a little bit that continues to grow in size and popularity is the Salute to Veterans race. Those events are inspiring for the fans, incredible for the veterans, and just the thought of being down there on a track as a driver, all the spectacle and everything going on. What a night.
It is amazing. Like, the first year we did it, there was pretty heavy COVID protocols that year, so we didn't really get a lot of interaction with veterans, but they still figured out how to make it a huge success. And then the following year, we talked to Trent Chin and Spencer and got him hooked up, and then they talked to the track promoters down in Boone and got it there and made it a tour. And I think they brought so many cars in, and, you know, the veterans that they had, the stands were packed. I mean, Algona didn't have much standing room, really. I mean, it is a great spectacle. And then to see, like, during the pre-race ceremonies, they have all the cops in the background, and then they have the flyover from the planes, and it is, for a local race, I mean, it seems way above a local race. It seems almost like a national event. What those guys put on, is that group is phenomenal, for sure.
The wrap on your car last year for the Salute to Veterans race, that was incredible, and I know there's an incredible story behind that wrap.
Yeah, so we wanted to come up with something really cool for the second year, because the first year our wrap was, it was really, really nice, and I didn't know how we were going to top it, but then I kind of mentioned to Jason that my dad was in the Army, and I'd love to kind of make a body wrap in honor of him. And to surprise him, he had no idea. He didn't even see it until they did the unveil video on Facebook, and he saw the green, and he's like, wait, what? And he freaked out about it, and he loved it. And it was a huge surprise to him. And I think that wrap, they really took so much detail on that. And Brent Licata, he's very, very, very well-known artist, and he's definitely nailed that thing. It's probably been my favorite rap of all time.
Hancock County Speedway. What a beautiful place to watch a race, a great track, a great facility for the fans. Are they going to get that place back on track this season?
I have high hopes for that place. I've talked to Trent and his plans for that place, and we all know what he did in Spencer. That place was struggling for a while, and now, you know, they can get weekly car counts average of, or not weekly, you know, they race kind of a limited schedule, but they can get 150 cars on average, and what he did with that place is just, it's phenomenal, and I think a lot of people are optimistic about him bringing new breath of Brit and bringing the good racing back there, and I was really excited when he told me, or when I saw the post on Facebook about the whole track promoter that he's taking it over. It's going to be a job, but I mean, him and the fair board and stuff are the right people to get that going on the right track, so we're all pumped for that.
You also mentioned another historic track, Spencer. I see it's going to Monday nights, the Clay County Fair Speedway. I know as a fan, for me, that's going to affect my decision to be able to go there, because on a Monday night, Tuesday is a work day, I won't be able to travel down there. How does that affect everybody from a driver's standpoint?
They seem to change their days. Like, I know last year they did Monday, and then they did a Tuesday here and there. And I think there's only 6 or 7 races on that schedule this year, because he runs Alta also on Wednesdays. So it kind of takes Wednesday out. But I think it's just the fact that there's no competition of racing a track on that day. I know Algona races on Thursdays, and in the beginning it sounded scary, but I mean, there's no competition for other tracks and car counts out there. And the payouts kind of have a big part of that too, is a lot of people know it's draw redraw, and draw redraw shows are some of the funnest ones out there. So I think that has a big part of their success over there, no matter what day they run. So it's just, they found the right chemistry, I think, with the whole scheduling. And, you know, not everybody can make it, but they seem to still pull through. And it sucks for us, because I work at 5 o'clock the next morning, but we seem to get back at the right time and make it work.
Another factor for 2022 is the tire prices. How are drivers dealing with this, and are they going to allow siping of old tires?
They do grooving and siping already. They allowed grooving last year to help offset that for an older tire. And last year I was buying some used tires from Avod guys and then grooving them up to make them work. And that's going to kind of be the same deal this year. I saw American Racer said something about their season production right now because they don't have nylon, and kind of scary, but you know, a lot of guys are trying to stay optimistic and not let everything get everything bogged down and just go out and do what we can do. And we're nervous about it a little bit too, but I think once everything gets settled down, we just got to stay tough this year, and we're hoping for the best for everybody.
You've had some great wins. What is your biggest win so far?
You know, I've had a lot of good ones, like you said, but the Salute to Veterans win last year was huge. I was on a good path to win it in Spencer and got a little too happy on the cushion and put too much front brake in, and I hit the wall and took my night out. But we ended up winning the next night in Algona. Had a crew guy stay up all night and fixing the car for me while I slept. but that was Farmer. He did a good job with that, and that one was huge. And then we've been working for a 6-foot trophy. I've gotten second so many times at all the races, but last year we finally picked up a 6-foot trophy from Fair Knight. I've gotten countless seconds for them, typically to George Nordman, but it was a great, great year for us to pick up some wins we've been going for. So, but the Salute to Veterans one probably takes the cake.
You ended 2021 with 16 wins and picked up your 50th Sport Mod feature. What are your goals for 2022?
We're hoping to build off of what we accomplished last year. I know last year we did a lot of testing. We did a lot of, because it was a completely new car. I raced with an open motor last year in the Skyrocket, and it was a lot different for me to figure a lot of stuff out. We tested a lot, and we gathered some good points on setup. And, you know, this year we're kind of keying in on certain things and changing stuff that we know we need to change on the car, and then hopefully start and hit the ground running and improve on what we did last year. So my goal this year is just to stay out of trouble, make it easier on the crew so we don't have to fix stuff, and then save tires a little bit, and hopefully we can build off that momentum. But I know a lot of guys this year are stepping up the game, which is part of the fun in the racing, is everybody gets better, and I think personally it makes the racing better too. So.
You probably want to give all your buddies listening in on the radio a reminder to check their trailers before the season, because you had a scary incident last week.
Yeah, we were on the way to pick up the car, and it was crazy because, like, I think before we went to 141, we checked, you know, we made maintenance to everything, fixed the brakes on the trailer and did the bearings, but we just retightened them, made sure they were tight, and re-greased them. And, yeah, we decided to stop at a gas station, and turns out I didn't see any smoke drive in, so I kind of was surprised, but pulled into the gas station, saw one of the wheels was crooked, and found out the bearing was blew out, so the hub almost all came off. But my buddy Justin, he got the bearings and he worked on the trailer while I went to Marshalltown and helped Chris, even though he didn't have a very long night, but Chris didn't. I mean, he wrecked in 45 feet in a heat race, so that was kind of a short lift. But yeah, it was kind of crazy, but got them all fixed, and thankfully it happened on the way there, not on the way to the racetrack. We were very fortunate.
Who helps you out in the shop?
Usually my friend Justin and Farmer and Larry Armstrong and Tommy. My dad's been here a few times, and Pete Alexander, he's been over here and picked up my car and took it to Skyrocket. You know, when something was off, they were coming home, they picked up the trailer for me and took it back to Skyrocket, and that way the next day I was able to go over there and check it. But I got a lot of good help in the shop, so that also is a big part of, you know, success.
Who helps you out as far as sponsorship on the car?
I got a pretty good list of people. Lake Mills Motorsports hooked up with me last year, and they're a pretty big part of it. And United Fleet Specialists was Pete Alexander and Skyrocket, Shryock Racing Components. And my girlfriend, Sky, she's been a very big support of this whole racing thing. And Noonan Industries, Clocky Motorsports has been with me. He came on a few years back, and right when he came on, I started picking up my wins. So got my first win when he came on that year, and that's pretty special to us. And Foreman Agronomy, McClish Farms, which would be one of my pit crew guys. He has a farm. Ben's Grooming Lounge is our new one this year. She's out of Garner. Murphy's Apartments, Kitley Motorsports, Travis Getter, Bryant Southwick, Flipside Bar and Grill, Kids Custom Engraving, Hundley and Sons Trucking is a new one too. Hundley Materials has been a great support to us, and you know, we're good at kind of helping each other out and stuff and making some fun stuff. And our friend Anthony Michelson here. Tony Grant Systems, Invis Flooring, Western Iowa Racing Results, and then Mitchell Transmission. So we have a pretty good list of people, and it gets pretty cliche because people, you know, a lot of people and teams couldn't do it without sponsors like that. And, you know, that's the same for us, is without those people behind me, I'd have no idea how I'd make it, because I didn't have much from the beginning. We started with one sponsor and kind of grew to all this, and it's pretty crazy to start that and end up where we're at now.
Colby, I can't wait to see that 00 Sport Mod out at Algona, Britt, wherever we go. It's great to see you racing, and I know you can come from anywhere in the pack and win, so it's always fun to watch. And thank you for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
I appreciate you having me. It's fun to get some of the stuff out, and you know, like, I appreciate you letting me get some of my sponsors in on this too, and you know, some of the stories. So thank you so much. That was fun.
There's so many people involved in racing. It's great to thank them any way you can.
Yep, for sure.
Whether you're at the worksite or the trailhead, you need an ATV that goes above and beyond the expected. With the power and performance to work harder, technology to make every job easier, and a time-tested promise of quality and dependability. When duty calls, you need the 2022 Honda 4Trax lineup, available now at Trimble Cycle Center in Austin. Then you'll learn how life is better on a Honda ATV. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly. Trimble Cycle Center.
Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Medieval Chassis has been the leader in better engineered stock cars and modifieds for almost two decades. They are now going to become the center of all things mod light in the Midwest. Medieval Chassis will be the go-to shop for all parts in store, online, or by phone for this up-and-coming cost-conscious racing class. Summer 2022, Medieval Chassis will have their mod light platform in action. Kicking off the new endeavor, Medieval Chassis and Cow's Big Deals will be auctioning off a 2023 mod light roller valued at $12,000 in October. Watch Facebook and see MedievalChassis.com for more details.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal and trash pickup services at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevland Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpster. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Whether you're running for the checkered flag, blasting on the strip, or cruising in the boulevard, you want crisp idle response and reliable horsepower. Byers Engine Service offers a full machine shop that can completely machine and rebuild your tractor, race car, or streetcar engine and put some life under your hood. No gimmicks, just horsepower. See ByersEngine.com or call 507-282-5586.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's newest Corvette Sweepstakes fundraiser is definitely one to remember, as this year's vet will be a 2022 IMSA GTLM Championship Series C8R Corvette in hypersonic gray with a yellow accent racing stripes. Plus, the winner will not only receive this beautiful new limited edition Corvette, but also $25,000 in cash. That's right, this Corvette fundraiser will award the winner both the 2022 IMSA GTLM Championship Edition Corvette plus also $25,000. To enter to win, visit CorvetteC8RContest.com for your chance at this limited edition vet and $25,000. And remember, every donation to CorvetteC8RContest.com helps support the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's nonprofit efforts to promote the future of sprint car racing and preserve sprint car racing's past. That's at CorvetteC8RContest.com.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure to be joined by Tom Wagaman from Ogilvie Raceway. And Tom, me and my brother often talk, back when we were little kids, racing was Memorial Day through Labor Day. That was it. And no matter how hard we try, getting races in April is pretty tough here where we live.
It's looking like that this year, for sure. If we get one in right at the end, the 30th it would be, I'd be happy. We had spring for a second, then we went right back into winter. So we'll see what happens. But we also put clay on our track at the end of the year, 140 loads of clay. So we're scrambling, trying to get on the track. We still got a little snow even on the backstretch. So we're struggling, but we're getting close here.
Well, I know fans are hoping that you do get next Saturday in April 30th and get some racing here in our area. But looking down your schedule, Memorial Day weekend, the Minnesota Modified Nationals, it's going to be a two-day event.
Chris runs that show. He always does an extremely good job. Every year is a little bit better for that show. It used to be at a different track. Things happened where it couldn't be there. He moved it to our track, and boy, we just love it. We have good cars at our track always, but when you bring in the rest of the guys, it's just fun. It's just a lot of fun, you know, and we try to whoop it up a little bit afterwards, too. So kind of what we do. We have good fans, we have a lot of families, and we have a lot of hard partiers, so it's a good mix.
The month of June at Ogilvie Raceway, June 11th is Meet the Drivers Night, June 18th is a Sprint Car Special, and June 25th, the Wasota Late Model Challenge Series hits the track. There's something for every age group, and Meet the Drivers Night is a blast for the kids or the big kids like me.
Yeah, I think the personalities of our drivers, of all drivers in Minnesota, and all drivers in dirt track racing even, the personalities is what shines to me, knowing the guys. And I wish the fans could get to understand and meet these guys more. I wish we could have meet the drivers every night. It's hard on the drivers. It's hard on timing. It's hard on all that stuff. But, man, is it important. And when the kids get to meet them and the families get to meet them, it's just good for everybody. So, yeah, I love that. I love that show. And, yeah, we do have the late models coming in, the Challenge Series. And we have late models 5 times this year, and 3 of them are Challenge Series, which we like. It should be good.
July 14th, 15th, and 16th, Mod Wars with the USMTS versus Wissota Mods.
Yeah, we started this last year. People talk to me and go, man, you got some great ideas, and you guys do some good stuff. And I'm like, well, usually all the good ideas and the good stuff is usually Nate Fisher or my sisters, brothers, my wife. Now, it's usually somebody else besides me. But this one, I take full credit for it. I love the Mod Wars. It's a 3-day event this year. We went to 3,000 on Thursday, 5,000 on Friday, and 11,000 on Saturday. So we plan on packing the place and plan on just putting on one heck of a good show. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Something I spotted on your schedule, July 23rd, Super Stock Special. We've really lost our Super Stocks down here in southern Minnesota. They're not running at any of the local tracks. And if you want to see some incredible Super Stock racing, Ogilvie Raceway is the place to watch.
Yeah, it slicks off, and I think that's the best thing for supers a lot of times. They usually put on one of the best shows of the night. They all put on good shows. Even our Hornets, well, I shouldn't say even to the Hornet guys, but the Hornets are unreal at our place. But yeah, the supers, we have tried to work with some tracks down in the southern area. We try to get it so we could bring back that. And yeah, they're struggling down there, and I don't know why, because it's just such a good class. But as things come and go, and I would think that it's going to grow. I think it'll come back down there. So I think that class, don't count them out yet down there.
And as you mentioned earlier, fans have 5 chances to see late models at Ogilvie Raceway during the season, and you bring them back on championship night on August 27th. So not only do you see the final points races of the season and the track champions announced, but you also get to see Wissota Late Model Challenge Series again at the track.
I'm a late model guy. Well, I'm a modified guy and a late model guy, but it is hard to have the late models all the time, and it's hard to get them. So when we were able to get them 3 times this year for that, I was pretty pumped up, and I think it's going to work out good. Our fans love them. So sometimes you look at what works for you financially, and it doesn't fit, but sometimes you got to care about your fans too, and then the financial thing might fit later. So yeah, we're pretty proud to have them guys come, and man, do they put on a show at our place. They trust Nate to get the track right, and that really brings them in and really helps. So we're ready for a lot of good racing there, especially with the late model.
I think all the fans will agree we haven't had much of a spring, so we better have one heck of a fall for the Topless Nationals.
Oh, we better. Yeah. Between the Topless Nationals and Mod Wars, that's where we're hanging our hat on. It's my favorite show, and it's a lot of people's favorite show, which is good. You're done at that point. You get to kind of let loose. You get to kind of just relax a little bit. People are more relaxed and have more fun before and after the races during that show than any other show I've been to. I mean, the drivers are just, it's over. We're done. We're happy. You know, so I'm not going to say I can't wait, because I could wait a long time. I wish we'd have 30 more races before then, but we plan on partying it up and having a lot of fun for Topless Nationals, that's for sure.
Talking a little bit off the air before we got going with this interview, we were talking about a little frustrating day with a motor on the dyno, and we were talking about the old exotic fuel days when guys were mixing benzene and different fuel additives to try to get as much horsepower as they can. And you actually got to meet the godfather of fuel recipes.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Dean, you started talking about different recipes and different books, and I went, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah, a lot of fun. And to meet people that have brought so much to the sport, he's passed now, but to listen to somebody that will tell you, hey, the soda's not going to be able to catch you if you do this. This guy won't be able to catch you if you do that. You know, it's just fun, because that's what racing is trying to figure out how to get us step ahead of the other guy and do it sometimes legally or sometimes in a gray area, you know. And I enjoy that. Now, I have to do things a little bit too much legally now, but it is what it is. And I enjoy people that stretch it a little bit. And if there's a gray area that's still legal, I enjoy stretching it a little bit myself. So, yeah, we had three engines at the dyno today. One didn't go as planned, but that happens. And you kind of go, dang it. I talked to you and you said, did it spit parts everywhere? And I go, no, it wasn't that bad. But I laughed on Friday night. I was at the dyno at 7:30 at night on a Friday, which my wife was actually probably was happy that I wasn't there. But we were testing some stuff and that guy brought in his own mixture too. And he goes, hey, you know, I'm not going to tell you what this is, but try this on there. And I tried it for him and went, yeah, that's pretty good fuel. You lost 8 horsepower and 10 foot-pounds of torque, but I'd run it. So the fuel is a great world, and so is the engine, so are chassis. There's secrets everywhere.
Tom, if they'd like to find out more about Ogilvie Raceway and see your entire racing schedule, what's the best way to do that?
Go right to ogilvieraceway.com. If you have any questions where you want to talk to one of us in person, the number is there. You can get a hold of Nate. He always returns calls right away. If not, feel free to call the shop or my sister. But Nate Fisher has been with us since the inception, and he takes his job very, very seriously. He's done one heck of a job for us, and he will call you back immediately, and that's the place to go. OgilvieRaceway.com or call Ogilvie Raceway, and you'll get a hold of Nate.
Tom, it's always a blast to talk with you, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
I appreciate it.
Fast Shaft Drive Shafts is the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Now, under new ownership, the mission will not change. Providing drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more to racers everywhere. Call Fast Shaft today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
You've just had an accident. That's where Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision in Faribault stand out above the rest. Fast, friendly, and knowledgeable advice from the time you step inside their door. One look at their state-of-the-art facility, paint oven, and computer paint matching capabilities, and you'll know you came to the right place. Next time you need collision repair, think Midwest Collision, located on Highway 60 east of Faribault, or call 332-2434. Remember, you bend them, we mend them.
Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made, Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Lino Ag offers the most complete rear blade line in the industry. Whether your tractor has 30 or 300 horsepower, Rhino offers a blade to accomplish any task. Don't settle for the cheap imitations. Buy Rhino. Building the best since 1934. Check out the full line of landscape and construction equipment today at rhinoag.com.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology, enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Aero Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at aeroracewheels.com.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by promoter Ron Reefer from Kossuth County Speedway. And Ron, you made my day last week. I'm thinking to myself, what a cold, crappy, rainy day. And I look on Facebook and I see this smiling face just loving the moisture out doing track prep.
It was a good day. I tell you what, I finally got on the track and
I didn't think Mother Nature was going to be nice to me, but she was giving me a light sprinkle, so what I consider that to be free water, and things were good. I loved it.
The season opener at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona is Thursday, May 5th. What can fans expect to see for classes on a regular night of racing at your track?
We're going to have all of our normal classes that night. We've got our infamous Thunderdome Cruisers. We got our IMCA Sport Compacts. We got our Hobby Stocks. We got our Sport Mods. We got our Stock Cars, Modifieds. And throughout the year, we also are going to throw in some SMLR late models. And we also have some Renegade Series non-wing sprints coming in this year. So I say there's a lot for the fans this year.
You mentioned the late models that will be at your track on June 2nd. That is going to be an awesome night of racing.
We haven't had the late models here for back since 6 years now. So everybody was craving them, and we've been searching out. We've been working with the Kosiskis out there in Omaha from I-80, and I think it's going to be a great show.
You mentioned the Mid-American Renegade Sprint Car Series that will be at Kossuth County Speedway twice, June 16th and August 18th this season. I tried to do some research, but I couldn't find absolutely for sure. But it's been a long time since the Algona fans have had a chance to see sprint cars.
Boy, I'd have to check with Chad Meyer, but I'm thinking it's going to be clear back in the middle 90s.
That's kind of what I was seeing. It's just about 30 years since sprint cars have been at your track, and it's going to be amazing to see them.
Oh, it's going to be an exciting show. I mean, good, smooth. I mean, with the non-wings, I'm just excited to see what these guys are going to do. I think they're excited to be here.
Another thing that you do is showcase each one of your classes. So you also have a Sport Compact special night, a Hobby Stock special, a Stock Car special, a Sport Mod special, showcasing these guys. And you also have an appearance from the Outlaw Mini Mod series that puts on a great show at Kossuth County Speedway.
That's correct. My theory on that is, I mean, all of these guys put a lot of pride in their cars, so I just feel it's right that every class needs to have at least one big special, and every one of ours is a 1,000-to-win special, even with our Bumblebee Nationals. That's for our IMCA Sport Compacts. Logan Kelly, our flag man, he's kind of helping pump that up a bit, getting a lot of donations going for that. It's really growing. Going to be a good show.
It's amazing when a race season does kick off how quickly August comes around, and then usually Kossuth County Speedway in Algona is done the first or second week of August. This year, you have 4 great weeks of racing during the month of August. What has been the feedback from the fans and drivers on that extension?
Well, the thing that's been driving that claim is, everybody always likes to do a fall special, and we're limited to dates because everybody's heading down to the Boone Nationals. But we thought this year, you know what, we're going to extend our season and try to utilize those dates in August right up until people are heading down to Boone. So that's correct. Our August championship, 25th, is going to be a great night.
Ron, you put on an incredible show every Thursday night at Kossuth County Speedway. When I had Colby Fett on earlier in the show, we talked about how the town comes out and supports the track. You stand up in those grandstands on a Thursday night and look around. It is incredible to see a people that come out to support you. But you also have a great group of people helping behind the scenes to make everything happen.
Oh, I couldn't do it without them people. My track help that I got is my track prep crew. I got Larry and Edgar. Couldn't do it without those guys. Edgar's a little under the weather right now, but expect him back soon. And all your track help that's there on a weekly basis, right down to your announcers, your scorers, all my kitchen help. I mean, you just couldn't do it without them. And we got a great fair board that supports this place, too. And like you say, the town, I just got a great fan base here. I mean, they come out. I mean, even on the nights when you got a little inclement weather, I mean, them stands, people show up to watch us race. And we try to give them a good show. I start every night. Cars are on the track at 7 o'clock, and I try to get them out of there by 9:30, 9:45. Sometimes it goes a little long, but that's my goal, and I try to stay true to that.
And Ron, as a fan, we come from over 2 hours away. I actually get home earlier from Kossuth County Speedway on a Thursday night than I get home from a lot of other tracks that are half the distance. So thank you.
I don't want anybody staying up too late, especially when I know they got to work on a Friday. So that's kind of our goal there.
The other thing I want to say is your interaction. When I'm down in the pit area and I watch the drivers meeting, or I just watch you walking around the pits talking to the guys, it's just incredible to see the relationship you have as a promoter with all of those guys down in the pits. And also, you know, you meet those certain people in your life and you think, man, that is somebody who really does something for their community. And the fact that when you were down getting dirt for the racetrack, that you took the time to dig a log out of the fishing hole in the river to save the guys from snagging their fishing lures on that log day after day. And then when I find out my buddy Edgar loses a well in his neighborhood, you've got a whole neighborhood without running water in Algona, and all of a sudden the Kossuth County Speedway water truck driven by Ron Reefer shows up, so the whole neighborhood has water to get 5-gallon pails to flush their toilet and get some water to use. I mean, that's a guy every town wants.
Well, like I said, I try to do things for the community, and I did that for Edgar. Edgar bends over backwards for us, and I just thought that was crazy that them people were without water. So if that's the least I could do was fill up that tank, you know, more power to me.
Ron, you've got a incredible lineup at the Kossuth County Speedway this year with the late models, with the sprint cars, with all of your regular classes. How can they find out more about Kossuth County Speedway or print out a schedule?
All they got to go is on Facebook to our Kossuth County Speedway page, or if come down to our season opener anytime, we'll be glad to get you scheduled and take back with you. Or you can always call me at 515-341-8803.
Ron, I can't wait to see you back in the equipment on the track on Facebook when the sun is actually shining. And I also can't wait to see you down in the infield at opening night at Kossuth County Speedway. And thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Hey, I appreciate it, Clayne. Thanks.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
Why should your business choose Foamcraft Packaging? It's vitally important that you select a partner in the packaging business that has capabilities to satisfy your everyday packaging needs with the versatility to take care of those projects that require specialized treatment. Foamcraft is large enough to tackle all your packaging requirements, yet small enough to provide individualized services to ensure quality products. Office and production positions currently available. See foamcraftpackaging.com or call them at 507-455-2893.
Hello, everyone. Chad Weirs, Weirs Machine and Racing Products, with another tech tip for you. One of our new products is our WM258 swivel adapter. It can go on any hood pin mount. When you want to offset mount your hood pin from your bay bar, so you can rotate it off to the side and then stand the pin back up. It allows you to put it at any different angles, so it gives you a lot of adjustability with mounting your hood pin off to the side of a bay bar to mount your hood. For more information about all of our products, find us online at weirsmachine.com. Thanks.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor. We sell tools to get the job done, and the rest of the store is just plain fun. Chainsaws, mowers, ATVs, our equipment makes your job a breeze. Our service is the best around. We mow the competition down. We fix tools that run on wheels. We even got parts for snowmobiles. You sow it, you grow it. We help you mow it, run it, or ride it. We provide it. Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Highway 218 in Blooming Prairie.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Welcome back to our special segment here on the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, and I am joined by Mitch from the Cannon Falls Napa Auto Parts store. And Mitch, let's expand a little more on this bucket sale that's going on right now, because it is a great deal for the fans and listeners out there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Basically, you come in, you buy a bucket for $4.99, and if you can get three or more items that fit inside the bucket, you get 20% off. We usually, at the store here, we usually exclude items that are kind of more considered in the back stock. It's basically just storefront items. And then if you spend over $25, you get one of our new Chase Elliott hats that we have this year. It's a white cap with a blue bill on it.
And I found out how sought after those Chase Elliott hats are when I was given a case by the warehouse and took them out to a racetrack. And boy, people really lit up when they saw those. So a lot of people are Chase Elliott fans.
Oh, heck yeah. They go real fast. We get a couple cases in, too, and you hardly make it through the month with them.
Mitch, another thing a lot of the Dirt Show listeners enjoy is good quality tools. And knowing firsthand how many tools that Napa actually carries, it is enormous. And you have a tool sale going on at the Cannon Falls Napa store right now. What are some of the deals that you have in your store for fans to come in and get?
Yeah, so our sale starts, it's April 25th through May 1st, Monday to Sunday. They actually switched it back to what it used to be. So it's anything in the tool book is on sale. All the smaller stuff, you know, excluding big equipment. The big equipment like car hoists, tire changers, balancers, bigger ticket item stuff like that is an additional 5% off of what's listed. And then a bunch of the smaller stuff like tool sets, hand tools, specialty tools, all that stuff is 10% off of what it normally would be.
If listeners would like to find out more about your tool sale and call you directly, or if they'd like directions to the Cannon Falls Napa store, how can they find that information out?
Yeah, if you live in a different town and you want to come over here in your town as a Napa, you can always get look through the toolbook there, or you can stop in here. We got a whole pile of toolbooks. We can take one with you or go through and make kind of a grocery list and see what you want that way. As far as finding us, you should be able to find us on Google, or if you come in through town, our address is 831 4th Street South, Cannon Falls. We do have lifted kind of mini monster truck of Napa truck. So we have a little Ranger body on a lifted chassis with some floater tires. And then soon we're hoping to have done a four-wheel drive Camaro. So what we're doing there is we took an 85 Blazer chassis and putting a 95 Camaro body on it. So we just got it running and driving, so hopefully that'll be a delivery car soon.
Oh, that is super cool. Are you going to use those cars like at parades and fairs for promotional tools?
Yep. So the mini monster truck is not going to be a runner. It's not going to run. It's basically just for show. We have it parked out front by our sign right now. And then Blazer / Camaro will be a parts delivery car.
In the heart of every community, there's a Napa Auto Parts store, right, Mitch?
Absolutely. Do everything we can for you.
Appreciate everything you do, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
No problem at all. Thanks for the call. Napa Know
How. The bucket sale is back at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Buy a 5-gallon Napa bucket for just $4.99 and save 20% on three or more eligible items that can fit inside. So put on your thinking cap for the best way to fill your bucket and maximize your savings. And Napa can help there too. Right now, with a $25 purchase, you can get a free Chase Elliott Napa racing hat. But act fast. These offers are only good through April 30th or while supplies last at Napa, a proud sponsor of The Dirt Show. Offer valid April 30th at participating locations only. Certain exclusions apply. See store for more details.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, or ag electrician, choose Coles Electric, offering pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. If you're a Steel Waseca Co-op member, there are excellent incentives for installing a solar array with quick payback and years of reliable service. Planning, design completion, or emergency service, see ColesElectric.com or 507-451-1387.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Well, again, last weekend, if you wanted to see some dirt track racing, you had to jump in the car and drive. The World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series was racing at I-55 Speedway Saturday night in the 35-lap A Main. Carson Macedo over Logan Schuhart, followed by Brad Sweet. The USAC Sprint Cars were at Atomic Speedway in Ohio. Last year's national champion, Brady Bacon, picks up the win in a 30-lap feature over Robert Ballou and CJ Leary. Many fans were watching the NASCAR on dirt at Bristol Motor Speedway, seeing Kyle Busch take the checkered flag, followed by Tyler Reddick and Joey Logano.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. Need some parts for race night? How about that classic project in your shop? Wish there was a specialty auto parts store nearby? Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord is your answer. Radiators, disc brake kits,
steering columns, fuel injection systems, air conditioning systems, coilover shocks, and much more. From the street to the track, Hot Rod Hardware has everything to modernize your vehicle and improve its performance. See us at hotrodhardware.com or call 507-527-1020. Hot Rod Hardware. No robots, just real people.
It's Pete the Sauce Man here bringing you today's weather forecast. Okay, who am I kidding? It's always barbecue weather. Whether you're cooking on your smoker, grill, or inside your kitchen, there's a 100% chance of deliciousness when you use Cookies barbecue sauces and seasoning. You can always count on our full line of Cookies products to enhance meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get recipes and join our sauce squad at CookiesBBQ.com. And remember, rain or shine, it's Cookies barbecue time.
Cookies is the one. Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.